could you believe he missed that diving header just from your header back? I mean, that must have been inches.
I knew he'd be there, and he said to me at the time, he said, I knew exactly what you're doing, he just couldn't get on the end of it, and it was all I could have done really. But as soon as I headed it, I felt like I got good contact and I seen him coming across, and he's maybe a wee bit unlucky not to get an end of it, but that happens when Jordan's not played obviously a lot of football, and I'm sure he'll get that sharpness back, and he'll start finding the net and getting the end of chances like that more often.
Because they were kind of two inexplicable things to happen, really, weren't they? Jordan missing a penalty. I mean, you've seen Jordan, I'm sure, take a lot of penalties. I don't know if you've seen him take one worse than that.
Yeah.
And then Tim, with that, just to have two inexplicable things like that happen in the course of the game must be hard to deal with as a team on the pitch.
It is. I mean, and it's like you said, those things don't happen very often. But that's football at times, and sometimes you've got to get over things like that quickly and put them to the back of your mind and stay in the game, and we give ourselves a mountain to climb today at some point, so that's we made it hard for ourselves.
Can you take bits from the character you showed and that you didn't give up? Because you as much as I probably want to dig in about what happened and the fact that you let them back in, it was never over, and there is some credit to take.
No, I think, and we showed that last week as well. To get ourselves back in the game, we've been behind twice, but we kind of keep putting ourselves in them kind of situations. But it was good. It was good that we didn't crumble, didn't fall apart. Especially once he scored the fourth, we could have scored another one or two quickly, and we've done reasonably well to stay in the game. But yeah, I don't think we'll look too much into that as a positive, because at the end of the day, it was our own doing that the game ended up the way it did.
Exactly. Just one more, so Tony. There's a few players who have come along this summer and they're not in the 18, and other players who were involved last year who aren't. And what's the mood like in terms? Because it's a big squad, isn't it? And there seems like there's a few people who might have to wait a little while before they get involved.
No, it is, and that's football, and we've all been in that situation before. That's up to the lads to stay focused and not get downhearted by it, and not take the pet. But I will say that there's a great team spirit, and all the lads are together, and everybody's working hard and in the same direction. The lads that are playing know they need to stay on form to stay in the team, and the lads that maybe aren't in the side know that they need to keep working hard and keep impressing and training, and when they get the opportunity they need to make sure they've got to get in the team. And I think it's healthy, because it's competition within the squad, and everybody's pushing to get a place in the starting 11, and it's only got to make everybody better players.
And is that part of your role as captain, to keep everyone on side and the leadership group, just to, if someone's not playing but doing well in training and all that sort of stuff?
No, I think so. I mean, I think it's up to the most senior players in any squad to set demands and set the standards high. But I think it's no rocket science anywhere you go. If you're not at it 100% of the time, you're going to get left behind, and that's up to the lads to make sure they stay at.
Grant, just two quick questions for me. There's been some high profile signings here, but it was one of the less heralded ones, Timu Pukki, that really caught the eye today. Is that something the group are aware of? Obviously he was impressive there. Is that kind of the feeling? He's half good. People might not have heard of him, but...
No, he's good. He is. I think he's shown it in both the games he's played in. Timu's got great ability, and he's got that wee bit of nose to find a bit of space and know how to create space for himself, and you can see he's got the quality. He's got an eye for a pass, and he's got an eye for a goal. So I think he's still settling in. I think there's still a lot more to, even though he's impressing already, I think there's still a lot more to come from him.
And lastly, has Tim come into the dressing room and said anything to the group about the goal at the start of the second half?
Tim Crowe?
Yeah.
No, none's been said. It's after games, emotions run high, and lads tend to kind of wait till it cools down a bit, and then we'll speak about things tomorrow.
Just one of them.
Yeah.
Cheers, Grant.